Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of November, recording at 8:32 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And slightly hoarse, apologies for that, but I've come back from an exhilarating and very stimulating and fun day at the chart seminar. Largely because I've got a very high proportion of delegates at this seminar, hugely experienced people, a good number who I know really quite well. And it has, it's just led to a very, very lively workshop discussion. And of course, the markets couldn't be more interesting, could they? But back to the markets, what have we got going here? In the last few days, last week or so at least, I've been saying that we're a little bit overbought in here, but nothing was threatening the October lows that I was aware of, and those October lows are extremely important, I keep emphasizing. And as long as we stay above those October lows, we don't need to worry about too much, and we really can say that the best case scenario is in with a chance, and that is that the rally carries on through the end of the year, or that stock markets stay basically firm throughout the end of the year and into the first quarter of 2006. Thereafter, I expect more flack, if not sooner. But again, we hold above the October lows, let alone put a little bit more distance between current levels and that important reaction area, that would all be favorable. Now, in terms of today's action, it's been pretty good, and it suggests that we're really seeing no more than consolidations in here for some of these markets. For instance, India marching back up to have a look at those highs where some psychological resistance can occur, but that's an impressive performance for my very favorite stock market for the very long term. But the hot market here, the really in-form market among major stock market indices, is of course Japan. And it's resumed its move on the upside. Give the Nikkei the benefit of the doubt, provided it stays above that 14,000 level. And if it took that out, I mean, it would hardly be great panic stations. It would just suggest that we were going to see a bit more reaction and consolidation before this bull market continues. Japan is my favorite developed country, largely, well, entirely industrially based economy. Check. Largely industrially based economy. But that's my favorite, and giving it a good run for its money is South Korea. That's my second favorite. My big themes, of course, remain industrial resources and precious metals in the supply and elasticity trades. And my other big theme for the decade, and a lot more probably, is the emerging markets. And I personally like the Asian emerging markets somewhat more than the others. Okay, now, steady action in here today. It's Wall Street is not doing badly here. European markets were reasonably firm in here today, but a number of my portfolio shares, and that where I suspect that delegates also have an interest in doing well in here. Rio, new closing high. Billiton's lagging at the moment. Billiton will probably lag a bit behind Rio off and on for a year or two, because it takes approximately 3 years, I think, to absorb, to get the bugs out and to get any sort of merger up and running on a really smooth basis. Remember, it took over Western Mining, and again, it takes a long time to sort it all out. But that's a good time. That gives us opportunities to accumulate BHP Billiton. Rio's the one in a little bit better form here right now, but they're both outstanding for the long term. DRD Gold, that's Spec Gold, Spec South African Gold Recovery Situation. Very good action on the charts in here, back up over 10 rand. And with that rand generally weakening against the dollar, that's good news for the South African miners. And rand weakening against the gold price, more importantly. Now, government bonds, not much going on here. I'm going to move right on from that. I don't see, we've had the signals for a technical rally from the March low. I think it'll go possibly a bit further, but not if stock markets pick up a little bit more steam. Now, the dollar in here, we've had a major wobble today. I'm nervous on this. I've still got to give the dollar's breakout the benefit of the doubt. But it's retraced yesterday's gains in here, which is not a dynamic, not a body blow to sentiment, but it's a little worrying. And people are talking about this M3 thing. This story is going to run and run here, because it said it was such an outrageous thing to do, and such weaselly words in that form letter, that's an email that's being sent around to people that I posted on the site yesterday. And so people are saying all this money is going to come sloshing in, that's going to weaken the dollar eventually. And so that's a factor in thinking, and also people are attributing that as a factor behind the strength of gold. I think it's just global demand for gold. Russia's talking about increasing its gold reserves from 5% to 10%. Just think of that. Think of that here. Russia increasing its gold reserves, and it says it's going to increase its gold reserves. A smart move, whereas our idiotic European central bankers are keen to sell more of their gold. Okay, I stop on that subject, because I'll get exacerbated beyond what I already am. Now, also on the dollar, again, I'm still long dollars against the Swissie and the euro, but I've seen my profit pretty well eroded that had built up. I've seen pretty well eroded here. It wasn't that big, so I'm about square in that. But I'm a little bit twitchy, nervous, because you remember the euro, before the euro broke down, it was in a trading range, and it was getting more. I'm talking about the last 2-3 months, and it was getting more upward dynamics than downward dynamics on the chart action. And normally that would suggest that the euro was going to move up, but it didn't. It dipped down in here, and we know why. The euro is a suspect currency, and we also had the dollar gaining strength on the US GDP growth and optimism about the economy and corporate earnings, and Wall Street rallying from those October lows, and then the prospect for higher interest rates. I've got that sneaking suspicion in the back of my mind that they may wrap up the interest rate hikes as of January, and announce that they've achieved what they wanted, and they're pausing for a while. Just a guess, as I say, a sneaking suspicion that that might be the case. Now, the big drama in here today again is precious metals. Surge by silver. I just took that opportunity to take out a little teensy baby steps bit, as I've done so many times in the past, and I've normally regretted it when I haven't done it. I'm certainly not going to sell any aggressively in here, and I only sold my most expensive piece, and I probably sold, oh well, I it was less than a tenth of my position, and I've got bids a little lower. And I'd pick it up again in the March contract if that came off a little bit. And gold, very strong in here today, breaking up out of this consolidation pattern which has been taking place. How many comments have you seen in the last month or two saying that gold has peaked? A number of those were sent to me across my desk, and people ringing the bell for the end of the gold bull run. I remain very strongly of the view that gold is still just in the very early stages of its secular bull market that has years to run. And I also maintain that as of September, we moved into the second psychological perception stage of gold's bull market, when it was appreciating against all currencies. And that is hugely significant here overall. And if we maintain this hold above 480, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see gold just romp through that $500 level. I mean, certainly the pattern can support it. I have to be a little careful because it's still in a slow, rangy phase, so it's easy to get overexcited about it in the short term. We're not going to go into any accelerated, massive overdrive blow off in gold. I think that's years away. I think this is more of a grind it out, step at a time bull market. But the second psychological perception stage, as I say, beginning in September, would suggest that the overall trend will be a little steeper than it's been over the last 3 years or so, where it's been quite gradual. And what else to mention that's interesting? And well, platinum backed away from that 1,000 level, sort of round a phobia number. If I'd been here or had enough wisdom to place an order in the market, I see it dipped all the way down to 970. My goodness, that was a now you see it, now you don't buying opportunity. But I think we'll consolidate here, a little overextended, and then see it push higher. Palladium probably a little overextended, likely to see it consolidate. So we may see gold and silver. We probably will see gold and silver take up the running here in the short term. And very, very bullish. Incidentally, regarding that Barclays effort to get a gold ETF, I beg your pardon, a silver ETF up and running. They're adding, incidentally, more gold. Or the, I think the World Gold Council's adding more gold ETFs. an awful lot of money is likely to be pumped into those. They're opening one in South Africa. We got one in Australia. Of course, I think that was the first one. We got one in the UK. We've got one in the USA. Got to take a little sip of water. So there'll be plenty of demand. The case for gold is incredibly strong. All this liquidity sloshing around the system, and not just dollar liquidity, of course. And more importantly, so many more people are not only allowed to buy gold, but they have very convenient, easy ways of buying gold through the ETFs, Bullion Vault. BullionVault.com. Not to mention the shares, which I still think are the most risky way to play it overall. And then there's the wonderful leveraged play, which people can have in the futures contracts. So, excuse me. There's a lot of demand in the pipeline for gold, and the move above $500 will be another major wake-up call, I think, for many investors. And it's probably too soon to see central banks start to fret about the rise in the price of gold. When you get up over $600, it may be a different story. But gold is going much, much higher, I maintain, and silver will do even better over the longer term. Okay, gas, natural gas that fell back in here today, back under $12, a little bit disappointing, but the main reason for that is that oil got clipped again. This oil is still edging down, and I think there's a big speculative trade swap taking place in that a lot of speculators, I think, were very much playing the oil game. And felt that gold was too boring. Gold was outperforming oil, and on that gold-oil ratio, or is it the oil-gold ratio, got down to such a low level. I posted that chart yesterday, and of course it's in the library. And I think we're getting, as I say, the switch out of oil and into gold, which is understandable, makes a bit of sense in here. But I think oil's probably a lot closer to an important low than a lot of people begin to think. Sentiment's really quite bearish, but I can't say this decline is over. I certainly wouldn't buy oil yet in here. But any day now, I wouldn't be surprised to see an upward dynamic come in that shocks the people who are running shorts or who have come out of long positions and puts a floor under the market. But I'm not going to try to guess where that's actually going to be, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it occur fairly soon. And folks, I think that's pretty much about it. I will do another very, very brief comment of the day tomorrow, and I will, of course, do the Friday big picture audio. But you'll have to put up with this croaking voice. All the best. Bye-bye.